Hello everyone and welcome back to another episode of the Voices of Our School podcast, where we shine a spotlight on the amazing people who make Gerrys Primary School such a fantastic place to learn, grow and succeed. In each episode, we have the opportunity to get to know members of our school community a little better, hearing about their experiences, interests and the most important role they play in school life. Today, we are delighted to be joined by one of our dedicated Year 6 teachers. Our guest is passionate about education, loves working with children, and is someone who brings enthusiasm and energy to everything they do. They have also played an important role as geography coordinator, helping to shape learning experiences across the school and encouraging children to develop a greater understanding of the world around them. Outside of school, this teacher enjoys watching films, discovering great food, and exploring new places, so we have plenty to talk about today. We'll be finding out more about their journey into teaching, what inspires them in the classroom, and their love of geography, their favourite films and foods, and what advice they would give to the children of Gerrys and preparing them for the future. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this special staff feature on the Voices of Our School podcast. Let's get started. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Nobby Backus.
Hi, thank you for having me, Mr. Allen. I'm really happy and really grateful to be picked for this month's Voices of the School podcast.
We're very happy to have you. So, first question, can you tell us about your journey into teaching? Was there a particular person or experience that inspired you to become a teacher?
Well, actually, teaching found me, really. I actually wanted to become an archaeologist and have a fascination for Egyptian archaeology. But when I did my history degree, nothing really came out of it. And so then I went back home after uni and I was just volunteering in my local primary school. And some of my primary school teachers were still there many years after I left. And I thought, you know what, let me give this a try. And I did a PGC straight after and then kind of found myself in teaching. And, you know, here I am, you know, many, many years later at Gerrys Primary School.
That's very interesting. When I was younger, I actually wanted to become an archaeologist as well. Oh. But then I sort of fell out of that. And as you said, we sort of got into teaching.
Yeah.
So looking back, what was your first year of teaching like? And what lessons did you learn from it?
Well, it was in Tottenham. And it was a single form school, year six. It was like a baptism of fire, really. It was thrown straight into deep end. You know, I learned so much in that first year of teaching in year six. And then 2 years, then the second and third year after, I went to year one. So I went from year six to year one, and I learned so many things with my first year six class that I'm using right now. And I thought, you know, if I can teach a year six class in my first year of teaching in Tottenham, I mean, I can do anything really. And yeah, a lot of challenges along the way, but I've managed to, you know, improve myself every year of teaching really. So yeah, that's what I've learned.
Now, you mentioned the word challenging. Teaching can be challenging at times. What keeps you motivated and passionate about the profession?
I mean, it's the whole cliche thing that every day is different. And, you know, I always, you know, try and, you know, mix up humour and fun in teaching, which keeps me passionate about the subject because I'm always learning, I'm always meeting up on things that would help me in my teaching. But, yeah, just because we're here for the children, right? So as long as the children get the best in their school day, that makes me happy. And as long as I'm making a difference, you know, that'll just keep me going.
Good. And if you could describe your teaching philosophy in one sentence, what would it be?
Firm but fair, with a bit of humour and fun in.
Very good.
In the one sentence, right?
Yeah, very good. And what do you hope children remember about being in your class many years after they've left school, whether it's this year, the previous years?
Yeah, I mean, like, as long as they remembered at least one thing that can take them, you know, into the whole wild world out there after year six, and, you know, and they come back many years later, I'm like, oh, Mr. Nobby Backus, you're still here. And, you know, whenever they come in, they always know you as Sir and your surname. And if something that they would remember is just how I help them in their learning, and, you know, and also what humour as well. I think it's really important for kids to enjoy their learning as well as being serious at the same time.
Excellent. And so obviously you mentioned you're in year six. So the year six is an important year for pupils. What do you think are the biggest challenges children face during this stage of their learning?
I mean, year six going to year seven, it's always a big transition, you know, getting themselves ready for that, you know, massive world out there and, you know, transitioning into, you know, young grown-ups and, you know, the world of social media out there you know, the recent ban that's going to be coming in early next year, which is going to be very important for the children going to year seven in September. And I think, you know, if we can get them to be really good citizens that are respectful and want to learn and that want to, you know, be good role models in society, that's the best way we can get them to be, then that's our job done, I think.
So. Excellent. And so talking about having being good role models, what is something about your current class that you admire?
I mean, they're very resilient. I mean, every year six class I've had for the last 4 years, everything's always something different about them. But I think, you know, when the going gets tough, you know, they're able to pull things out of the bag. You know, they're able to ask. I always love a class that asks loads of questions, you know, always wanted to find out more. And if I'm able to help them and answer some questions, I can. If I don't know the answer, I'll say, yeah, you know what? I don't know the answer to the questions. Let's look it up together, you know. Yeah.
That sort of, you have that collaboration of learning as well.
Yeah, you know, it's a two-way approach. You know, it's just not just me at the front of the class. It's also the kids giving back to me as well. So we're both learning.
Yeah, I agree. And so, sort of talking about resilience, what advice would you give to children who lack confidence in themselves, in their abilities, in their skills?
I mean, the children lack confidence is always going to have some. But you know, what I always say, you know, never give up. You know, always ask questions. Always come to me on your own if you want to ask something that you're not sure about. You know, never be afraid to make mistakes. Never be afraid to put your hand up and just give an answer that nobody's heard of. You know, that's how we learn, that's how we make mistakes, and that's how we grow. And you know, importantly, that's what we want the children of Geary to do as they leave year six, to grow into, you know, those young adults that we've primed them for from nursery to year six.
And I think it's a very important what you said, the fact that we have to teach our children how to do that from a very early age, so when they do get to year six, they have that ability to do so without any issues and so on. Right, so you're also a geography coordinator. Can you tell our listeners what that is, what's your role, and why is that important for Geary's?
I think obviously geography is one of them, you know, one of the foundation subjects that sometimes gets left behind, but it's really important for the children to know about the wider world, you know, the world they're going into. You know, it doesn't have to be all about, you know, countries and maps. It has to be about, you know, the local area as well. And we're trying to make sure that, you know, they're getting the most out of the local community that they're in. You know, trying to help as much as we can across the school, and hopefully seeing geography taught in lessons, which is great. You know, geography days, you know, now the World Cup is happening this year. You know, everybody learning about different countries that they've picked, you know, and it's really great to see that come through.
Which country is your class?
My class, I don't know. I did a mini sweepstakes. So I put 48 teams in a little hat when they pulled it out. And every match we go through. I picked for the Geary's Primary School one, I had Ghana and Germany. So
hopefully, oh, yeah, two teams.
One official, one non-official one we did. So
I'm assuming Germany is the...
Germany is the official and Ghana is the unofficial. Okay. So let's see how it goes.
Perfect. So talking about how geography can impact children around, you know, how we learn about the world, how can our children become better global citizens?
I mean, you know, it's all about, comes down to respect and, you know, not just staying in Gants Hill or London, you know, the whole world, the world is huge, you know, explore places, visit different cultures, visit different countries, you know, expand your horizons a bit. That will make you a much more rounded person, learn about different foods and religions. And, you know, I think, and that's what we have in Geary's. We have such a diverse community. It'll be great to see and explore more of that as you get older. And if you can travel when you're young, I think that's a great way to become more rounded as a person.
Okay, now moving on, we're going to move on to some hobbies of yours. We know you're a big movie fan. What is it about movies that you enjoy so much?
I just think that, you know, it's a sense of escapism for two and a half hours. You sit in a dark room, you just switch your phone off, you just get absorbed in the storyline, and that's what I love, you know. I love going to the movies. I think we should, you know, keep going to the movies, keep that industry alive, depending on what film you like, also at home as well. I like to feel lost for a couple of hours and have a really good storyline to think about over the days.
So talking about sort of storylines, etc., what makes a film memorable?
Memorable, okay, strong storyline, obviously quality of actors. It could be any genre. Doesn't have to be too long. I mean, you know, anything over 3 hours is a little bit too long for me. But if it's a great film, it captivates me for 2.5 hours, I'll sit and watch it. That's what makes a good film. Timing as well, cinematic timing. If it's a comedy film, you know, jokes thrown in at the right time, not so cheesy or corny. Horror films, you know, none of that silly jump scare things we have now, you know, different types of horror or thriller that will make you jump out of your seat.
Brilliant. And obviously, could you recommend a film for the people at Geary's, specifically maybe Year 6?
For Year 6? Oh, that's a hard one, because I don't know many year films that Year 6 would watch right now. Mm. 12 going on to 13, because I don't want to say 15 or 18, I might get into trouble. I don't want to get into trouble because I don't want to say a 15 or 18 film for kids in Year 6. If you're going 12 plus, as they get into secondary school, you know, obviously Toy Story 5 is coming out. If anyone fans of that film, you had The Mandalorian and Grogu. If anyone fans of Star Wars, there is the, I think June might be a bit too older for you guys. Obviously, there's the Avengers film coming out at the end of the year, which I'm sure some of you have watched with your parents. So, yeah, anything along those lines for Year 6 children, I think it would be great for them to watch.
Awesome. Now, obviously, you love also traveling around the world, and when we travel, we eat. So food often usually tells us about a culture, a history. Is there any particular cuisine or particular dish that you're especially interested in? Or you would say, I would love to go back to that country for that one cuisine or one dish?
I mean, food is so subjective, because you can like one food and hate the other food. But I love a range of foods, you know. Middle Eastern, I love Middle Eastern foods. The whole kind of like pizza pasta from Italy. Thai food I love as well, Indian food. Japanese, love sushi. I mean, I've got, my mouth is such a huge palate when it comes to food. I do love a good steak, I have to say. I mean, steaky, if it's up there in my top five, I have to say. I've got loads of steak recommendations if anybody wants any. I've got massive sweet tooth as well. So when needs be, if I see a nice sugary treat, I'll definitely have that. So, I couldn't name one, but if it had to be one, I had to name steak.
Now, obviously, we know food brings back a lot of memories for us. Is there a particular meal that brings back strong memories for you?
Family? My heritage is Mauritian, so I love a lot of Mauritian street foods. If you Google it, there's loads out there, the cakes, the sweets. The Mauritian biryani is quite nice. They've got like a dal puri, which is like a flat bread with like spices inside and butter bean. So anything related to my heritage and background, I love, because it's obviously quite difficult to get here if it's not fresh. But like I said, I love all sorts, but that would be something that I would love.
Brilliant. Now, moving forward, what are you most proud of during your time at Geary's? Because you've been here for about 10 years?
11 years now. Yeah. So, yeah, I've achieved so much in Geary's. I mean, it's always great to see the kids move on, especially in Year 6 when they go to Year 7. And I always remember those memories. And I always collect all of my photos that I've had over the years. So it's great to see the children and name them. And it's great to see them come back as well. Even if you come back for a couple of minutes, just say hello. That's great for me.
And sticking with Geary's, what makes Geary's so special?
I mean,
you've been here for 10 years. Yeah, there must be something that's tying
you
down.
It's that cliche thing where, again, you know, it's the people that make the school. You know, it's the staff that make the school. It's the environment. It's the children. You know, and it's just a nice place to be around. You know, with everybody helping each other. Obviously, the kids help as well. You know, the kids are really well behaved in the school, and they feed off each other, and the staff, you know, are welcoming as well.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Nobibakis. That brings us to the end of another episode of the Voices of Our School podcast. A huge thank you to our guest for joining us today and sharing their experiences, insights, and amazing stories. It has been fascinating to learn more about their journey into teaching, their passion for geography, and their love of films and food. One of the best things about our podcast is the opportunity to hear the stories behind the people who make Gerrys such a special place. Today's conversation has shown us that great teachers do much more than teach lessons. They inspire, encourage, and help children to achieve their very best. We hope our listeners have enjoyed getting to know our guest a little better and perhaps learn something new along the way. Thank you to everyone who continues to listen to and support the Voices of Our School podcast. We look forward to bringing you more exciting episodes featuring members of our wonderful school community. Until next time, thank you for listening. Goodbye.